Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com, and as I've made mention many times, video games and boss battles go together like chips and curry sauce. In short, it's a marriage made in heaven, but there's actually one thing that is better than a brilliant boss battle, and that's a boss that we've yet to face. So let's take a look at them today. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 upcoming video game bosses we can't wait to fight. Number 8, The Beholder, Dungeons & Dragons Dark Alliance. Now, if there's one enemy that's as synonymous with the Dungeons & Dragons IP as the infamous Red Dragon, it's the big floating horror machine known as the Beholder. If uttering the name of this giant ocular-obsessed menace is enough to send shivers through your spine, then there's a good chance that your party has met and likely died to a Beholder in the tabletop variant of this almighty popular game. In battle, these monstrous foes tend to try and end things quickly as possible to make up for their lack of physical strength, and will unleash every magical trick that they have from each of their 10 eye stalks. This includes being able to shoot magical beams and mess with the mental state of their victim, driving them insane before reducing them to ash. Sounds nasty, right? Well, you better get your head in the game, as the Beholder is one of the many bosses that you'll be facing in the upcoming D&D Dark Alliance. And from the gameplay footage that we've seen already, goddamn, does this look like it's going to be fun. Number 7. Alcina Dimitrescu, Resident Evil Village. The world was set ablaze with the announcement of a new Resident Evil game in June of last year, which was then subsequently drowned in the slathering drip of thirst for central antagonist Alcina, or Big Vampire Lady TM, as she quickly became known, when the internet universally decided that they'd like her to step on them. Bizarre fetishization aside, one thing is for certain, and that is that this woman is very large and very much in charge of the horrible events that will form Resident Evil Village. Now, at the time of recording this, it's unclear what her motivations are exactly, but what is readily apparent is that her strength is matched only by her towering frame, and therefore it's sure gonna take a lot of effort to topple this titan. In gameplay demos so far, we've seen her obliterating a poor local, lifting them off the floor and crushing their head like it was a grape. This is sure to make for a tense boss battle, and when you consider Capcom's mastery of previous boss encounters with the likes of Wesker and indeed Jack from Resident Evil 7, it's clear that this has the potential to not only be the standout battle of the game, but possibly the series as a whole. Number 6. Monster Bunny, Biomutant. I'm gonna let you in on a little secret here. I utterly loathe the Rabbids from the Rayman series. I hate their design, their minion-esque babbling, and I despise how they've taken over the series and effectively pushed the main star, Rayman, to the side. Therefore, whenever a video game lets me make hair stew out of a bunny-shaped boss, I always feel like I'm exorcising my rage against these horrible abominations, making for a rather cathartic experience. And so, I was over the moon when I saw that the upcoming open-world title Biomutant features one such Warren loving Wally in need of a good kicking. Appearing briefly in the combat trailer for the game, this furry foe dominates the screen with its size and sour demeanor. However, after seeing the range of combat options and the ability to upgrade our fighter with mechanical appendages and gadgets, I'm thumping the ground with my foot in excitement at the thoughts of battling this boss. Plus, the fact that the trailer shows this bunny boss being obliterated with a purple laser strike from the sky just gets me all riled up in the best possible ways. Number 5. Dagon, The Elder Scrolls Online, Gates of Oblivion, Blackwood. I think that many players were completely stunned by the cinematic reveal trailer for the new Elder Scrolls Online expansion, Gates of Oblivion, as not only was this a fantastic short full of excellent animation and fight choreography, but it also set up a conflict so monstrous and huge that it could barely fit on the bloody screen. I'm speaking, of course, about the reveal that Dagon, one of the 17 Daedric Princes, would be directly coming into contact with players come the release of Blackwood, a chapter of the Gates of Oblivion year-long content update that's starting this year. To say that that the thought of taking on a being the size of a mountain in his own backyard with a party of ragtag adventurers being exciting is quite the understatement. And you have to wonder how the dev team plans on pulling this gigantic showdown off in a manner befitting his stature. However it shakes out, we're on for a battle that may indeed rock the entire plane of existence to its very core. Number 4. Mantis Ant, Legend of Mana. A tear quite literally formed in my eye with the recent announcement that the almighty Legend of Mana video game was getting the remaster treatment by Square Enix, and that it would be dropping on the Switch across the summer of 2021, because this game was a huge part of my childhood, and I have great memories of brilliant characters, outstanding music, and of course, a whole litany of absolutely amazing boss battles. Knowing that the HD graphical update is going to make this experience even more sumptuous sent my mind spinning, as it's actually quite impossible to narrow things down to just one boss battle to be excited about. However, if you're looking for the quintessential Mana experience, then you have to go with the Mantis Ant, who runs by a different name in this game, but everyone knows him as the Mantis Ant, come on. He appeared in the first game and became a truly iconic boss battle, complete with a theme so infectious that who has a sample of it in their bloody labs? Returning in Legend of Mana as an even bigger bug, this leader of a gang of muggers sure does make an impact when it slams down to do battle, and with its monstrous claws can send out shockwaves through the earth. It's not a particularly tough boss battle, but it is one loaded with nostalgia, something that has only grown since the original's release, and is something that I hope the remaster can deliver on. Number 3. Literally all of the bosses. No More Heroes 3. Now it might seem a little cheap to put every boss battle from the upcoming No More Heroes 3 title in as a single entry, but I challenge you to watch the No More Heroes 3 announcement trailer and not look forward to battling each and every one of this new supervillain team. In the previous games, Travis Touchdown had to deal with wily assassins and the occasional larger-than-life personality. However, he never had to take on beings that could level an entire city in a single move. It's clear that this trilogy-capping title is going to push the boat out all across the board, and as this is a franchise that is completely in love with delivering fantastic boss battles, I for one can't wait for these superhero spectacles to play out. Across the previous titles, it's clear that the dev team wasn't short on ideas or character designs, and when looking across this new dastardly lineup, it's apparent that they're not even close to repeating themselves. Better charge that beam katana, as it's likely you're gonna need all the power you can muster. Number 2. Beast of Nurgle, Warhammer 40,000 Darktide. With the monstrous, pun incoming, smash success of Vermintide 1 and 2, Fat Shark Studios could have easily coasted on this success and just splattered out another rat-infested title for fans to get stuck into. However, it's clear that the dev team is not one to sit on their laurels, as not only have they provided some hefty support pack for Vermintide 2, what with the Chaos Waste updates literally changing how the entire game is played, but they've also decided to move into the war-torn future hellscape of Warhammer 40K for their next title, Darktide. This grim dark setting is one that fans of the tabletop game know all too well, and the never-ending battle between the armies of mankind and the Xenos hordes and forces of chaos fits perfectly with Fat Shark's love of endless waves of enemies and stalwart heroes desperately trying to survive. However, thanks to a microsecond clip of a gigantic beast in a recent gameplay trailer, we now have something to really look forward to, because this monster, likely a beast of Nurgle, is so horrifying that it's going to be genuinely unpleasant to come up against one in first person. And what makes this terror a boss fight that we just can't wait to battle is because Nurgle, the god of disease and sickness in the 40k universe, loves to imbue his followers with this nasty little ability to never want to die, battling on despite grievous wounds. Therefore, coming up against this with naught but a giant hammer, a shotgun, and the accuracy of an Imperial Guardsman, aka bad, will make a fight truly for the ages. And number 1, The Sheriff, Hood, Outlaws, and Legends. You have to love it when a game appears out of the shadows and instantly becomes a title to get excited about. Such was the case of Hood, Outlaws, and Legends, which dropped into our laps with an in-depth explanation trailer in April earlier this year. Now, the central concept of Hood looks to be a delicious blend of PvPvE, aka two teams of four competing against each other, and AI-controlled enemies to rob from the rich and plunge a dagger in the backs of other players. Gameplay appears to revolve around as much stealth as it does direct combat, combat, forcing you to work together as a group in order to survive as well as steal fortunes. However, it might not be the other players who are the biggest threat in each map, as the trailer makes special mention of the one and only Sheriff, an armor-clad giant who looks pretty much purpose-designed to make your life a living nightmare. Kinda think Mr. X, but hell-bent on making you pay your taxes, which I guess would make him Mr. Tax. Jokes aside though, the thought of taking on this armored titan when you've got barely a butter knife to defend yourself with sounds like all the right sort of terror and tension required to make this a brilliant boss battle.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.